Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Giggles, John Lindell.
It'd be good if your mic was up. Why don't you do it again?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave and Giggles with John Lindell.
Sing no lower, my head is laying low to ground. I can't find nobody, tell me where I've been. I will go out and look around. Take a shot at nothing and let it pass me by. Leave it there for someone else to try. Taking nothing for something, though I leave it where it lies. Some things look better passing by. I take one more shot out of strong whiskey. Send me slowly rolling down the road. These feelings, these dealings I get myself into. Sometimes I don't know just what to do. Feel so too, but I can't find nobody to tell me how I feel. I will just feel the way I do. Take one more shot out of strong whiskey. Send me slowly rolling down the road. These feelings, these dealings I get myself into. Sometimes I don't know just what to do. Ooh, these feelings, these dealings I get myself into. Sometimes I don't know just what to do.
Voice messages.
First
voice
message. What's going on, dude?
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, no.
You can't stop it. I said
the date.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here.
Look at my cat.
Let's get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that? I got two turntables and a microphone. Where's that?
End of message.
I got two turntables and a microphone. Where's that?
Next message.
I got two turntables and a microphone. Where's that?
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. You gotta talk about it.
Horrible.
Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go big. Really big.
Make sure John's mics are up.
Everybody's up. Everybody's a roller.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. Everybody's up.
Everybody's up. John?
How's it going?
Hey, buddy. There he is.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're back after being gone for a long
time. A long time.
A long time.
A long time.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But right now we got John Lindell. It's John Lindell, and he's from Brooklyn. which I don't know if I believe him. When people say they're from New York, I'm like, you're not from New York. You're like, you're from Ohio and you got moved here. So are you really from New York?
No, I'm from New Jersey, right outside Philly.
Everybody's a transplant, right?
Everybody's a transplant.
Is that what you're telling me? That's what you're trying to tell me.
Where are you from, though, the way you say that? Look, dope.
Take a guess. I mean, he's kind of trashy. He looks like he doesn't belong here. He looks like he belongs in the South somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you just gave him a big hint.
Florida. There's Florida. The hint.
I knew there was something off.
So, it is true. It's true.
Well, John, just brace with us for a couple of minutes. It's been a couple weeks, maybe months, since we did a show. Giggles here, our best pal, good friend Giggles, had a baby a couple weeks ago.
No, actually, it was seven weeks ago.
That's a couple weeks ago, right?
Not a couple weeks ago.
How's that baby doing?
Baby's doing great, man. Yeah? He's smiling. He's happy.
I visited you once. I visited you once, and it was so awkward.
It was quiet.
It was so quiet. Everything felt like an NPR episode. It was just really quiet. And also, there was feeding time, and it just happened right in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Did you feel like awkward? Were you?
Yeah, I felt awkward. I was like, Mike, let's get out of here.
Oh, we did have to get out of
there. We did. We got out of there.
It's true. We did get out of there, but it, you know, felt good.
You conditioned the cans? What's going on? Why do you have two pair of headphones?
Well, these are going into the Zoom, and then these are going into what you guys hear.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that the Zoom audio is good, but these are a little bit louder. So
which ones? The Zooms?
No, the ones coming out of them.
Oh, okay. Mine aren't that loud. I don't know why. Whatever. I don't care. It's cool.
But you can still hear yourself.
I can still hear everybody.
All right.
All right. So John's in the studio. John, what's going on, buddy? What's happening?
Oh, not much. Happy to be here.
Cool.
Thank you guys for having me.
Anytime. So, how did you? Because we always get these random musicians coming in here, and we're like, "How did you know him? Do you know him?" And then
I work with a mutual friend who knows you and Tyler, I believe.
Taylor.
Taylor, that's the name. Yeah. Yeah. I know his girlfriend Melissa, who's probably listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she hooked me up with you, and she tried to hook me up with a couple other people. You were the first, so. There you go.
I feel honored. Thanks, Melissa.
There she is.
So you play with a band every week or so? You got a steady gig, or what's your story?
We have a monthly residency, which we're doing tomorrow night at this great place called The Way Station in Prospect Heights in Brooklyn. And we've played quite a bit there, and we play the last Friday of every month from about 10:30 or 11 o'clock until the wee hours.
Nice.
And that's been great for us to, you know, it's just given us a lot of time to work out new songs and kind of a lot of the stuff that's on the new record kind of was, you know, just put together on stage and in front of people there. And
little practice.
Yeah. Little rehearsal, yeah.
And then are you going, like, I'm looking at these tour dates. I mean, who's got the, are you going to Sweden, going to Switzerland? You're going all over Europe. That just seems like the life.
It was fun. I
want that life.
I put out a new record.
That life is over for you.
That life is way over for me. All right. So you put out a new record.
Yeah, I put out a new record in I guess the end of May, and then wound up going to Europe to promote a little bit.
Nice.
So you play a lot of, like, as I would refer to it, as like American roots type of music.
Yeah, definitely.
How does that work when you're in Sweden? Like, does that fly like it would here? Like,
well, I never went to Sweden. I went to Switzerland.
Switzerland. I was just saying an arbitrary place where they don't really know.
Both
you know.
S's.
Sure.
So you're asking how it goes.
How it works there? Yeah. Like, I mean, is it like, do people embrace it as they would in America? Because it's, you know, it's kind of like an American culture kind of sound.
I think you know, the difference I've noticed, I think, in especially New York is. There's so much great music around that I think people are used to just hearing great music. And I'm not saying there's not great music over there, too, but I think they're not used to hearing, you know, the kind of music that we play, you know, blues and country and rock and roll. And I think people hear that style of music a lot less there. So people seem
very
appreciative.
So they embrace it more.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So where is the place that you're really, really excited to go to here? Because there's some... It looks like mostly Switzerland.
Yeah, it was. All
not
the shows
Sweden.
were in Switzerland,
not Sweden.
And I wound up going to Italy for a couple of days too, but that never.
Oh wait a minute! You've already been. Website. Wait,
why don't you get up on your shit over there?
I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking he's going to Switzerland, but he just
already been there.
He's already been there.
He's already been there.
Just got back about a few weeks ago.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you do your research.
So, yeah, when you do your research 2 minutes before the show. John, now let's focus on real matters. When you went there, did you go solo or did you bring your band out there?
I went solo on this trip, and we're hoping to get back there in the spring or summer next year and bring
with the
band.
Whole band.
Yeah.
So you with the band with the trio, is that what it is?
Yeah, typically we play as a trio. Yeah, bass, drums, and guitar.
With Taylor.
Yeah, right. Taylor's a great musician, and we've played together a lot together.
Nice. Which I haven't met him. I just know of him. So we'll get him on here one day. We'll get the whole trio in here. So another thing that I saw was that you recorded upstate, like upstate New York area.
Yeah, in Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Oh, nice.
That seems to be a big trend. Like, rather than doing it in the city, like going upstate, renting a cabin, hanging out there for a week and just recording.
Yeah.
Like, is that the appeal of being able to be like, all right, I'm in the woods, a little more like rooted?
Well, it was two things. The first thing was to kind of just get out of the city for a couple of days and just get somewhere where you could kind of work, where we could work just undistracted and just.
So is it easier to write in the country than it is in the city?
I don't know about that. We didn't really write anything up there. It was kind of just, we just kind of went up and played.
And then something came out of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what the...
But was that in the intention of, like, going up there and we're going to do an album, but nobody has anything. We're just going to freeform it and see what happens?
No, all the songs were written before we went up. And I went up there with, Taylor actually has a great band called Wolf. And you know, we're all kind of friends, and I went up there with them as kind of the band, and we just like played for 2 days, and we wound up recording about 20 songs almost. And
cram that all into one album, or do you split that up?
No, I just took the best eight and put it on this record.
There you go. Sounds pretty cool.
How many? So on the ratio of how many did you go up, songs did you go up with? And then how many songs did you record? Like, how many songs did you write here and go up with and record those? And then how many did you record up there that you wrote up there?
We didn't write anything up there.
No, it's all strictly city writing and then country recording.
Well, you know, writing can happen anywhere.
Totally.
It can happen.
But it is interesting. You know, I mean, a lot of what you write and where you write, the stuff around you, matters to what you're writing.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I think definitely, you know, different... places bring out different types of songs.
Yes.
So what does the city bring out of John the Doe?
I don't know.
What are we passing around notes for?
Passing notes.
What is this, high school?
Am I supposed to read this? I just got a note that says, Dave is a mic whore.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, it is my show.
Does that mean that you pay the mic or the mic pays you?
I have no idea what it means.
I do want to get John
a mic whore. Oh, you go to hell. 646-915-9228. You can call in, let us know what's going on. The phones may or may not be working. You can call in though, and we can take your call at some point. I think you brought some CDs over.
I brought a few copies.
I'd love to try to give away CDs. You're the worst at it.
We've done this with every artist that comes on. They're like, oh, we're gonna give a CD away to the first person that calls. Never happens. We get the CD and we never give it away.
So?
Is that because no one calls or because no one wants to?
No, well, people have called and we have given away, and then he promises that I'll send him in the mail, and he never does. He actually one time promised that he would ride up to Yonkers on his bike to give someone it.
Wow.
Never happened.
Well, the bike got stolen. So I think that was my out. That was my way out.
You always have an out, don't you?
It's true. It's true. So, John, if you're up for it, I would love to hear another song from this guy, because this is a music show, you know? He came...
Yes, you're right. Apparently, I'm a mic whore. John's still gone. He's gone. There he
goes.
Out of here. He's out.
Leaving. I mean, if he wants to, you don't have to play a song, but you know, I want, you know, our listeners are tuning in.
They're tuning in.
I gotta hear this guy.
Hearing everything.
All right. So, no.
What? All right, John. A mess. Well, what song would you want to play for us right now?
Let's see. I'll play a song called called This Way.
Over there. All right, John the Dude, This Way.
Tightened up my shoes.
Never got to talking. Had them talking blues. Down the dirt road riding. Didn't have no end. We were Sunday driving before we knew we began this way, this way. Did it have to be this way, this way, this way? This way, this way, it have to be this way, this way, this way.
John Ledoux.
Ledoux.
Ledoux. With, what was the name of the song?
That is called This Way.
This Way.
This Way or
this, this Way.
This Way.
This Way.
The emphasis, you know, can be off.
I got a yeah with an exclamation point from Alyssa at some point. So there you go. So she is listening out there.
All right.
It's happening, Alyssa. I hope you're not working. I hope you're not working. So, John. He's going to get his beer. All right. So, John, again, 646-915-9228. Give us a call. I find phones, John, scare the hell out of people.
Oh, yeah.
It happened to you. You do radio show all the time, and you were going to call a show the other day, and you freaked out.
This guy was talking about fears. You know, sometimes, like, late at night, I listen to, you know, talk radio, and these guys that are just – it's a single person who's, like, their single host, and they're just having people call in, and this guy was talking about fears, and – it's like, well, you know, I call in and talk, and you know, people are talking about positive thinking. I was like, oh yeah, I'm all for this. Like, I like positive. Throw my mic down. Come on,
yeah,
I like
got, I got you.
Come
I got
on.
You.
Come on. So, you know, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna call in. He was asking people to call in. I was like, he would take my call, but I didn't do it. I got choked up.
And you do know? Radio all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, not for a couple months. It's been a while.
Well, you had the baby. Baby it's watch.
True. Baby watch.
Baby watch. All right, John. So coming from a very American roots type of music. What were some of your influences when you started playing?
Before you answer this, just know that Dave really, really, really wants to be like a music host. Like, this is his dream, all right? So he's going to ask these lofty questions,
sure,
like
music
influences,
questions.
And he's going to try to give like band references and
things like that, but he really wants to be like this guy that interviews bands.
Well, I'm a long lost rock star that never been rock star. So yeah. I like to live through the guys who come on the show.
It's gonna break you down tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Break you down. Sorry, John. Go ahead.
I don't know. I think like the big three for me, you know, as a little kid was, Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith and the Allman Brothers.
All right. Like my interesting. First, so who do you listen to that you're slightly embarrassed of? That you're like, oh, why am I got that like Yanni CD like on, you know?
You do have that.
Yanni. I do.
It's a good question. I haven't been embarrassed by anything I've listened to in a while. So
is there something that you listen to that you're just like, man, this is weird shit. Like, why am I listening to this?
I'll have to get back to you on that. nothing off the top of my head.
No Lady Gaga. No. No.
You know, do you know Robert Earl Keane? You a fan of his?
You know, he's a guy who I've definitely heard about for a while, but I've never really listened to much yet. I've heard, you know, just like one or two songs.
Yeah.
Like not enough to really form an opinion.
He's got this, this guy, can we get this guy some prepared notes, some questions, you know?
Why don't you send him something?
I should have sent him something. No, he's got this quote, he's got this song that says, the road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Yeah, so I know the one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And he gives this great story. He just seems like a great storyteller. I'm not critiquing, you know, this guy's storytelling, but, you know, Robert Earl Keane.
Sounds like you are.
See, I don't want to be a music critic. You know, I
never said I want to be a music critic. I like hanging out with musicians. I like talking about music. So it's interesting to get back to before this one over here really sidetracked us. You got the Led Zeppelin Aerosmith. Aerosmith is an interesting one, by the way.
Yeah, that was my first concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what'd you think when you saw those guys up on stage?
Oh, it blew my mind.
It blew your amazing. Mind. You were like, yeah. These guys are it.
Yeah.
All right. So then after that, who was the, cause like we've all had those bands where, you know, they were there and they were cool and we were drawing them in our notebook. Who was the band that like made you go, oh, it's music is a lot deeper than I thought.
Wow. That's a good question.
Those are good questions.
Yeah. I know.
Jeez. Maybe Bob Dylan.
Dylan. Yeah. Dylan's a great one.
Yeah.
And then that makes more sense to me as to far where you've gone with your music.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I mean, when I listen to your stuff, it's much more roots, like, Dylan-oriented. I hear, like, a lot of Allman Brothers, definitely, because you sat down and you started playing the slide, and who doesn't love a good slide guitar?
Yeah.
But that roots stuff, that folky stuff, is definitely, I feel, more towards your angle. Mm. So,
and just for the listeners at home, John is not playing his own guitar.
John is not.
He rode a bike over here, and he's just like picking up this random guitar.
He's playing Jailhouse Joe's.
Yeah.
He's sitting over there.
Do you guys
so
know
angry.
His name?
He's.
Don't turn his mic up. He's not going
to
talk.
I want to turn his mic up. He's kind of, yeah.
He's just sitting over there stewing.
I know, he's stewing. He's so pissed.
Here's my thing. Like, we got this big thing from you that you were saying that.
What?
Jailhouse Joe wants to produce our show. You know, he's big. He does.
He doesn't.
There's been a lot of miscommunication.
Miscommunication all around.
Jeez, John doesn't even know where he is right now. He's just like, who are these guys?
Actually, did I get roped really in? Know where I am.
You know? No, it's totally cool. And that's kind of the angle that we're playing here.
Yeah.
You come over here and you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah.
No, I just mean I got lost a couple times.
Oh, yes, you did get lost a couple times.
I'm just like, yeah.
Did I tell you it was a living room? Or did you expect
a
radio studio?
It's a studio.
I mean, it looks like a radio studio.
Does it?
Yeah.
I mean, this looks like a pretty like legit operation, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. See what happens when I don't talk for a minute. All right, John. One thing that I found when I was the rug is beautiful. I'm not going to discount the rug or the couch.
The rug does look good.
The rug or the couch, beautiful things. But here we are on the radio talking about things that we can see.
Is that rug Asian?
Yeah, your mic. I can't hear you very well. Joe's mic. All right. Anyway, let's get back over here
to Dave to the mic whore. Let's get back to the mic whore.
No, let's get back to John. We brought him over here. Let's talk to him.
We'll talk to him.
All right. When I was on the internet and I was trying to do my research on you and trying to figure out a lot of stuff. You are very limited on the internet. Like the amount of stuff on you, very, very small.
Yeah.
I find it, like, is that, like, on purpose? Like,
No.
I did find a couple things, though. I'd like to read those off.
Okay, sure.
This was on jambase.com.
Okay.
He is well known for being a man whore and will probably go home with you if you look half decent. Where did this come from?
Wow, I didn't know that was up there. But I remember when that happened, actually. That's from a long time ago, probably like 6 or 7 years ago. That's when MySpace was a...
Sure, I think it's kind of where I found it, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting, MySpace, just to talk about that for a second? It's like a graveyard of 1996. You know?
Was it 96?
Or 2002 or something.
Right, right.
It's like everything is dead, and it stopped in its tracks right there. So go on. I'm Manhor.
It was just kind of a joke. I had a friend who figured out my password and stuff, I think, for MySpace, and he just kind of made up a thing and put it up there. And I said, that's cool, and I left it.
Just kept it. Yeah. It just kept it up there. All right, I found some more. His favorite toy would be a motorcycle if he had one.
Oh, I'd love to have a motorcycle.
His new favorite meal is pork with bacon on it. His favorite color is blue, and he doesn't mind run-on sentences. He recently set a new record for himself by driving 1,070 miles in one day. After hitting a string of bad luck, John has begun to write country songs, playing them backwards. He has found that his truck runs again, his girl has come back, and his whiskey bottle is refilled. Somehow, he is still flat broke, but is still working on that tune.
Yeah.
So, that's a pretty good review.
That is a good review.
It's really good. Look at you dredging up
stuff. What was the longest drive? 1,000 miles.
I was out. I did a solo tour out to. Actually, did a duo tour with a bass player named Mark Carwin, and we went out to Colorado and back, basically.
Oh, nice.
And the second half of the tour wound up being a solo tour, where you know he had flown somewhere else, and then I played a few shows solo coming back to New York.
You guys got in a fight?
No. He just. He went to San Francisco to do some stuff there, I think. And,
have you ever fought on tour, though? Like, give us something good here.
No. Nothing. No, I've never...
There's never been, like, this wild romantic night, then?
In the desert?
In the desert.
I can't remember.
All right, good answer. Good answer.
You know who I think this guy would like?
Yeah.
And not like that, but like James Dalton.
Sure.
He Dalton's seems like he's like guy. A road weary kind of.
James and I have traveled together a little bit.
Really?
He's been on the show a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
James is a good guy.
We're both Jersey boys.
Yeah, he is a Jersey boy.
Do you know David Trotta?
I don't know David.
He's also. Not everybody in Jersey knows each other.
You think we would, though, right?
Yeah, you would. You have this weird pride that I just don't understand. I'm not going to go down the Jersey road, but.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. So what's next? So you got this place in Prospect Heights that you're playing every last Friday of every month.
Yeah.
And then, like, what do you do for, like, money? You busk? You wait tables?
Well, it's been a while since I bussed. I used to do that
in the
subway, but I haven't done that in a few years. So just playing a lot. You know, sometimes I'll play with other bands and stuff.
Gotcha. You're a trustafarian, aren't you?
I'm not.
You got a nice trust fund just sipping off of it. Ah, I just want one of those.
I'm not.
You're never going to get it.
Never going to get it.
I'm kind of bad at updating the website, so there's a lot of kind of shows that happen.
Just go missed. They just, you know.
I don't add up there. And I'm just kind of playing with friends a lot around town.
Now, what's your sort of goal? Like, what's your, like, do you want to do music? Would you love to do a music video? Would you love to tour, like, big venues? Are you just kind of, like, happy kind of skirting along? You know, just playing gigs, going to Sweden, Switzerland.
Let's just call it Sweden.
Sweden.
Going to Sweden.
How was Sweden when you were there? Was it nice?
It was very nice.
Like, do you have a goal you're reaching for? You know, you want an Emmy, you want a Grammy, you want a Tony.
I just want to keep making better records and keep playing better shows, you know?
Like this one.
Like this one, for sure. John, I also find that you're kind of like a gun for hire. Like, you play with a lot of people, and you how many, you've come out with, like, 2 albums?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, over the course of your entire musical career, you've probably played in more people's albums than your own.
Yeah.
So what is it about, is it, like, playing with other people that really gets you going, or, like, helping other people create their stuff?
Just any good music. I think I'm lucky with having a lot of friends. Are great musicians,
So why the long period between your albums?
It costs a lot to make a record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. So what about setting up like a little house studio and just being like, all right, I got a song, I'm going to just go for it.
I think that, you know, that can work. You know, I think a lot of people do that. But for this record we just did, I mean, we did it live.
Yeah.
And for me, that was, I don't think there's a way to really get that energy rather than just, like, you get everyone in the room and you
play
the
song. It's definitely, yeah, it's going to be more along the lines of, like, Radiohead when you do it alone, where it's very layered and just keep adding things onto it rather than being that live. I mean, nothing against Radiohead. I love Radiohead. But it's going to be more of that, like, you know, layered thing where you just keep adding on after and after the fact.
What are you talking about?
I'm just talking. God, I'd love for John to play us a song.
Nobody wants to hear about what you
John
think
to
about
play
music
us a song.
Yeah.
I have a question.
I don't even know if you're up, buddy.
I've been writing down questions.
He's been writing notes.
Let's see what he's got.
Hey, wait, this is for you, Mike. Okay, this is good. Yeah, that's for you.
What's his question?
No, that's a note for him.
Secret notes.
Secret notes are passing around.
Secret notes during a radio show.
Okay, I have three questions.
I don't know what's going on.
Nobody can hear Joe.
I can hear me.
Yeah, wait, there you go.
I could always hear me. There you can hear me more. I don't know if you asked this already, so if you did, just pass it on. But
Joe, our producer.
That's what I am. Was there a specific moment in your life where you decided that music was going to be something that you were going to follow? Or was it always existing?
That's a good question. I think when I was a real little kid...
Thank you, by the way. That was a good question.
It was a good question. I never said you asked bad questions, you know? Like, you're sitting here looking at me like, fucking jerk. You hear that? He said it was a good question.
I just wanted to make sure that you acknowledge that I added a good question.
Just because I'm looking all around the room doesn't mean I'm not listening to you.
You're texting. As soon as you're off the mic, you're texting people.
Is this about John's music influences as a kid, growing up, or is this about...
All right, everybody shut up, John.
Sorry, John.
Sorry.
God, these assholes.
I mean, I just think the first time I picked up a guitar, you know...
When was that?
Oh, God, I was probably maybe 10 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
And so it just kind of... That was always the path that you followed.
Yeah, I think since then,
Were your parents musicians?
No, not so much. I think they both appreciate music a lot.
Yeah.
And my dad took me to so many awesome concerts as a kid.
Aerosmith.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I have one more question.
Bring it on, John.
Bullet points.
Bullet point.
How old are you?
Good question.
Really good question.
No. That's the lead-in. That's the lead-in question. How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28. Okay, yeah. So what is your experience of being a musician today? And how would you describe that? Because you do acoustic music, which...
Joe's writing a book report.
No, something I find interesting. You know, I mean, there's so much different type of music out there, people using the internet and Facebook and... you know, social networking, and you seem pretty traditional in your approach to just, like, traveling and touring, and is this something that you even think about, or you just sort of, you're into your
own group?
Question.
It's a good question. It is. No, it is. It is a good question. That was a great response.
I don't know what he said.
All right, John,
I didn't
go
catch
ahead.
It either. What was the response?
Never mind. You'll have to listen to the show.
It's in the moment.
God, it feels good to be getting
out. It feels good to get away from the baby watch. All right, John, go ahead. Go ahead. We didn't mean to cut you off.
But you did.
What was the question?
Just what's your experience of being a musician today in 2012?
Well, just playing as much as I can, I guess,
I mean, like, or I could put it a different way. Do you feel like the game is different from 10 years ago, 20 years ago? And is it something that you even, do you even think about that?
I still miss. I'm still trying to figure out what
everyone's
he's
trying to figure it all out.
He's just laughing.
It's giggles. All right, the game. Game 10 years ago from now. How's the game changed?
Or you could just play a song.
Yeah, that's probably the best bet. John, why don't you play this song?
Why don't I do a song?
All right, let me ask you this. I'm gonna follow up his question and twist it a little bit. As far as getting ladies attracted to you, was it better when you were 18 and playing guitar or 28 and playing guitar?
Good question.
Well, I don't think it changes. I think you just learn some lessons.
You just don't dive into those sorts of things easily.
You know more.
Yeah, it's true. All right, John, so play us a little song. Good question, Sergio.
You had a good question, too.
Yeah, thanks, man. All right, what song are you going to play for us, Jeff?
I don't know yet.
He's warming up.
Do you play any covers on the road?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Could we get a cover at the end of the show? Can
sure.
We
get a... Will it be a sing-along cover?
Yeah.
I love the G chord, though.
Stories all too tall. Work through summer, dead by fall. Out across city on the northern line. Days to live, I got 99. Out across the mainland, circumstance. You move across the floor with a dirty dance. Things are getting skinny going down the line. Days to live, I got 99. Stories of slipping, fall. I got stairs and windows, rooms and halls, but there ain't no sense in making fright. I'll be dead by tomorrow night. I will be dead by tomorrow night. Train, we wound up worried what might have been, but out across the country making time, days to live, I got 99, days to live, I got 99, days to live, I got 99.
Thank you, John. That was 99?
That was called Lucille, and that's the first track on the new record.
The new record, yeah.
New record. What's this record called?
It's just self-titled under my own name.
John Liddell.
John Liddell. Where can they buy said record?
Right now it's on iTunes, and it's also on my website if you want to buy a hard copy.
JohnLiddell.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and it's Liddell, L-A-D-E-A-U.
You.
Liddell.
That's right.
So is this French? I always thought you were like from New Orleans or something.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
You don't always?
I don't think
you've always been trying to figure that out?
Well, since for the last 37 minutes.
I don't think it's French, really.
It's not Liddell? That sounds pretty French
it
to
does
me.
French Canadian, perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah, he's got these like locks, these curls. Like, you know?
It's better than your locks and curls,
it's
right?
It's true. My locks are leaving me.
All right, John. I also read, and then it was interesting because as you were like picking up the guitar, you were like, "What should I play? What should I play?" I saw it in your eyes. You were trying to like feel the room, what you wanted to play. I also read that when you play live, you don't go with a set list. You kind of just pick what you're going with at the time. How do you choose whether you're going to play a fast song, like a dance song, a slow song? Like what are the like vibes of the room that you get? Like where do you feel that?
Well, I think you know, every place is a little different, and some rooms are, you know, loud, a lot of people drinking, bar type rooms, and, you know, so maybe you play louder, faster stuff, and some rooms are theaters or something like that, if everyone's sitting down and is very quiet, right, and they're listening, maybe you can play some quieter stuff.
Did you ever play, like, a song and got, like, halfway through it and been like, I should have played that song?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what was, like, the feel like? Were you, like, you felt like the room was just dying and you just, like, went, all right, let's end this song quicker and get to the next song?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, you know, that happens.
But what is it about, like, that feeling when everything is clicking right and you can't do anything wrong? Like, you've been there, right?
Well, that's why we do it.
It's that's the magic. Like, where does that magic come from? Like, why does it click all of a sudden? Like, where does that feeling come from? Like, do you think it's, like, the room? Do you think it's, like, just the song? Just, I know it's everything. But, like, where, like, when you're in the middle of it, do you think about it or do you just go with it?
Yeah, I think that's something that just kind of happens. And I don't think I know I don't have control over it.
That's the weird thing about it. You have no control over it, but there's nothing wrong you can play. Like, you could just sit there and just hit on one note for a while. It's right. It's just that magic, that feel, is there's nothing wrong you can do.
Yeah.
That was a good question.
I'll try sometimes.
Yeah.
Another question I had was, who were the people who encouraged you when you were young? Like, was it family members? Was it, like, just listening to bands? Was it, like, was there somebody out there that just really encouraged you?
Sure.
To keep going.
Definitely, you know, just family and friends. I had a lot of friends growing up, too, where we all played music, and that's kind of how I got started, was just playing bass in a band with friends and then just hanging out all
playing
the time.
Playing at the school?
Or just like in a friend's garage, you know, just like driving somebody's parents nuts with just.
What was your jam back then? What was your like? All right, guys, we're gonna play that song.
A lot of like Green Day and Nirvana and stuff like that. Just
be really loud, guys. Doesn't matter.
We all had like orange hair and green hair. Yeah,
it's good times.
It's Jersey.
What are you doing? Just sitting over there, listening.
I'm enjoying life. This is great. This feels good.
Feels good to get out of the house,
feels
right?
Really good.
Mm. How does that feel?
Feels really good.
Do you feel trapped? A little bit?
No.
You feel good?
I feel good,
man. I feel real good.
The kid's amazing.
Yeah? Tell me about the kid. Tell me something about the kid that I don't know.
Well, he's not yours.
I know that.
He's just amazing. He's smiling a lot now. He looks up at me. You know?
Good answer. Back to John.
I
was interested to hear some more about that too.
I wanted to hear more. You're not giving me anything.
It's something you can't put into words. It's something that I can't describe.
That's
it's
better. Just, okay,
it's amazing. You know, you're sitting there looking at this thing, and you know,
has it developed any like personality yet? Like, what's a personality? Is he a jerk? Is
no,
he cool?
He's not a jerk.
Is he lazy?
He's definitely a boob man. He likes the boobs.
So. Well, what else? That's all he has, man. That's
smart
it.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he has, you know?
Yeah. And he likes it, you know, when I change him. You know? He doesn't like sitting in a shitty diaper.
No.
Who does?
Nobody does.
Who does?
Nobody.
And then, he's got a freaking full head of hair, dude. Solid. Solid head of hair.
So is the whole family left? Her family left?
Yeah. We just got back from Colorado. Went out there for a week. So it was nice out there. Real nice. Beautiful. You took a drive out there.
I lived out there for about 6 months.
Actually. Oh, all right. Where in Colorado?
Up around Nederland, that area.
Do not know that.
A little bit outside Boulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Colorado's nice.
Never been.
Really?
Yep. Never been.
Good show.
Good show.
Really good show. So we got Hurricane Sandy coming in. This is what we do. We read news topics. Let's talk about the weather.
What is this hurricane? Everyone has been like, oh, it's going to be real bad. What? Like, where is it coming from? I had not heard about it until like an hour ago.
Jamaica or Haiti.
So it's coming from the south.
Coming from the south. And here's the thing, though. This weekend, and this is what they're forecasting, is that we could get like snow on Sunday. It could be just a real bad winter storm because it's a hurricane hitting the East Coast.
But it's coming from the south. It's probably bringing up warm weather.
But as soon as it gets to the cold weather, it's going to hit that cold stuff and throw some...
That sounds a little... It's bringing up warm weather. Joe's got a new note.
New note. Passing notes. Oh, that's true. Knit it or quit it.
Knit it or quit it.
Mitt it or quit it.
Is that about Mittens Romney? Is that what we're talking about?
We can get into that a little bit. Does anybody want to hear about it? Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Facebook.
We don't know enough about it.
It's true.
But the thing is that he, every time I talk to him, he's like, oh, did you see this thing about Mitt? Or did you see this thing? Like, you're just really jammed up on it. Is this what you do at home? You just sit there with a baby in your arms and that, like, carry-all thing and look at, like, Mitt-hating sites?
No, I don't look at Mitt-hating sites. I look at the news.
Oh, so you love Mitt.
I'm saying I love him.
Where are you sitting, then?
Sitting. I'm not sitting with Mitt. Not sitting with that guy. No, I'm just, you know, it's interesting.
What's interesting about it?
You can have it.
It's like pulling teeth with you today.
I don't want to talk politics.
No, I don't.
You don't want to talk politics. You just give your opinion.
It's true. I don't like him.
You're not smart enough.
This is true.
It's true. Are we going to turn his mic up or no?
Yeah. I'm also sitting way back.
Yeah, he's not even on the mic.
You're
going to
turn me off. You're going to get mad again and, like, turn me off. So.
This guy's like a... What is he? What is he doing to us?
What?
So...
What?
John, are you on Facebook? Are you a Facebook?
I'm in Facebook land. Yes. Yeah.
You ever go on there? And is your feed a lot of people like talking about like gay rights and you know, women's rights and Mitt Romney and this election, that?
I hide those pretty quick.
Yeah.
I don't hide a lot, but I get tired of it.
Yeah.
All those same posts.
Yeah.
They do get really, really horrible. So.
Good topics.
Good topics. Good topics. I was about to get into the fact that we haven't had a show since when?
I think the 18th of July.
July. So this is why we're a little rusty towards the end of the show. It happens from time to time.
We have about 30 minutes.
We haven't showed in
material.
A while, and it's because of Baby Watch. But it was awesome having you on the show, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I hope it was worth getting lost on the way over here.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun to ride your bike around Brooklyn, right?
Now, I noticed, John... You didn't wear a helmet.
No helmet.
So
every time he yells at everyone who's not wearing a helmet.
No.
He just literally yell out the window. So go ahead.
No, I'm just asking. I want to know your reasoning behind not wearing a helmet.
No reason, just laziness.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yep.
Go ahead, say it. You don't care about yourself.
Yeah. You just you know, willy nilly. You know.
Just willy nilly.
Willy nilly. You know, sometimes it's one of those things, like, you can't force people to wear helmets,
no.
Riding bikes, you know? It's
I think we also, like, I mean, when you grew up, you didn't wear helmets when you were kids. I think that it was more of, like, a later generation that really, like, brought on that helmet thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would wear a helmet either if I was riding a bike. It's just because I didn't wear one when I was a kid. I was fine. That's kind of, like, my mentality. What?
I don't wear seatbelts.
You don't wear seatbelts. Neither does my grandma.
But he also doesn't speak into the microphone.
That's true. I can hear him, though. He looks good over there. Everybody looks good in this room. All right, anyway, we are about 10 minutes away.
We want to close it with a cover.
That's right. We do want to close it with a cover.
Do you have a guitar? Is there something you can play along with?
No, I want John to play. My dreams of playing guitar in the past.
Pretty done.
You guys want to sing on one?
I wouldn't mind it.
Do something. Go for it.
Give me a minute so I can Google the lyrics.
I do love your harmonica kazoo contraption. Yeah. Which is pretty fantastic. I've never seen someone use a kazoo in a harmonica casing.
I have a good story about that, actually.
Let's hear it.
So this summer, I was super excited, actually. I went out and I did a tour with Kelly Scar playing guitar.
Yes, we're trying to get Kelly on the show.
Yeah.
If you talk to her, tell her, let's get going, Kel.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun. And we played in this town called Hayward, Wisconsin. And we hung out at this place called The Man Cave.
They actually have a place called The Man Cave.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. Totally makes sense.
Amazing place. Like, way northern Wisconsin, kind of.
Did you have any cheese curds while you were up there?
I didn't have any cheese curds.
Why not?
Didn't happen.
We
were too busy, like, throwing tomahawks and like,
that sounds like fun.
That kind of
stuff. That sounds like fun.
But, this woman had a place called The Man Cave. And that's where I found the kazoo, and that's also where we, like, everyone in the band bought tomahawks, and we spent, like, the next, like, month just, like, throwing them everywhere around the country that we went.
So do you have, like, what was your like, line? Where'd you go? Where was your favorite place to throw a tomahawk?
Everywhere. Texas was fun. We threw some kind of in the high desert a little bit.
Did you ever get pulled over in these things and they were like, what are you guys doing with those tomahawks?
No, that would have been funny though. Yeah, we mostly kept them in the drum case, you know, just in case. But.
We actually went camping up in the Catskills a couple months ago. And we stopped off at Walmart on the way up there. And we were looking at the BB guns. We're like, oh man, we should buy a BB gun. And we were in the woods for a week. And we're like, let's buy a BB gun. Yeah, that's a great idea. So we get this BB gun, and we get it out, and we're playing with it. We're cocking it. It's like a little one, but it looks really cool. I could show you after it's in my room. It looks really cool. It looks like a real gun.
Don't fall for that trap.
And we get pulled over on the way up there. And I forgot I left it sitting on our stuff in the back seat. Cop comes up, and he's like, what's that you got there in the back seat? And we're like, oh, that's a BB gun, sir. It's a BB gun. We're going camping. Thought we'd get a BB gun. He's like,
they should be able to see this because it looks real.
It does look real. It does look like real. He was really sketched out for a couple minutes. Well, I thought we were going
to... In a lot of states, it's legal to have a gun in the car, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, probably you not still have to have, you know,
left
all the license, totally. So, where was your favorite place to play? State-wise.
Too many off the... I'd say, you know, Hayward, Wisconsin, definitely... Off the top,
the Tomahawk House.
Yeah,
nice.
That was amazing, and that's that's where the kazoo came from, and it definitely. I have a couple other kazoos that are just like plastic, and this one sounds way better.
That one is pretty sweet. It's made out of wood.
If you can say that a kazoo sounds good, I don't know.
Kazoos do sound good. All right, so John Ledoux.com. You can buy the album there, which is called John Ledoux. And then also on iTunes.
Yeah.
easy.
What's the next gig you guys have coming up?
Tomorrow night we're at the Way Station in Prospect Heights.
It's the last Friday of every month.
Last Friday every month. So Prospect Heights, Way Station. What time are you guys going? 10:30?
We'll go on around 10:30, 11. Yeah. And we'll play as long as people are there.
Well, how's the turnout over there? Pretty good?
It varies.
All right, we're going to get everyone to come out tomorrow from our crew.
And that's always with the band, so it's not, you know,
the
trio? Not a solo acoustic thing. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
What are we singing? What are we closing out with?
We're going to play a Hank Williams tune called Mind Your Own Business. And when I say mind your own business, you guys will say mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Okay. That's it. That's all I need to say.
That's all?
That's all you have to do. Okay. So here we go.
John Linden.
If the wife and I are fussing, that's all right. With me and that sweet woman got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
'Cause if you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. The woman on my party line's a nosy thing. Picks up the receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
If you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. Boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
If you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. Minding other people's business seems to be high tone. I've got all that I can handle, minding my own. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
If you mind your business, you'll stay busy all the time.
John Ledoux.
I wish you would have given me my harmonies before we started. You know, because we were all.
We sounded really good. We sounded really good. I think John sounded better, but we sounded really.
We were good backup. That felt good.
You look good when doing it.
Thank you.
John, I want to thank you for coming over.
Tomorrow night.
Thanks
the
for
way
having
station.
The way station John tomorrow Bruno. Night, 10:30. You're welcome to come back, obviously, anytime. Well, get the trio in here sometime. What do you think about
most
that?
Most definitely.
Yeah. Again, thank you for stopping by. Any plugs from Baby Watch over there?
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Any other plugs you'd like to plug for anybody else before we sign off? He's done. John's
done.
All right. So.
The strong silent type.
I like it. All right. We are Dave and Giggles.
And we're back. We're going to do one of these every week.
Maybe even more than once a week.
Because Mrs. Giggles found out about this show.
What'd she say?
Through Facebook. She's like, oh. Because
tell her?
I went up. I was like, I was about to ask permission. I was like, so what do you think? I do a lot of my, like, you know.
You didn't tell her.
She's like, well, I saw it on Facebook. I was like, so, fine. Fine.
You got in trouble.
It's true.
You got in trouble.
It's all right.
You got to tell me these things. You know, like, listen, I haven't told her yet.
Don't plug it on Facebook.
Don't plug it on Facebook.
Good show.
Good show. All right. We are Dave and Giggles. We will see you next time. John Liddell, thank you. Thank you.